Welcome back, and happy 2025. Happy New Year. You're listening to Casting Dreams with me, Jonathan.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're back to talk about a wonderful little game that I'm so excited to talk about.
this is a good one.
Patrick, what are we talking about today?
Oh, just something a little JGR or Jet Grind Radio.
Joseph Gordon Radio?
It's known as that, yes, in Japan, yes.
I really thought for a second you were going to go, Jet Grind Radio! Because that guy does that so much. Professor K.
That guy is awesome.
He's amazing.
And the soundtrack's great, too. I mean,
I can't wait to get into the soundtrack. I feel like this is going to be the most we might be gushing about a game since Code Veronica. Because that was a love fest.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. Actually, I think you're right. Because this one I can gush about.
We're talking about Jet Grind Radio. What is there to say about Jet Grind Radio? It is a pretty massively popular game. I wouldn't even say cult following. I think it's got its status is a little above cult following, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. At least the YouTube feeds that I see. I mean, there are people who definitely are just saying, "Hey, when's the next Jet Set coming out?" And,
yeah,
and things like that. So yeah,
Not like a Resident Evil franchise where we're many many games deep. I think there's literally only been two of these games. But the legacy of this game specifically, we won't even really get into the sequel because all I was going to ever say about it was that there was a sequel, but I never played it. Did you?
I never played it. But I had an Xbox, but I never
got
it.
Same. Was I? Why? I don't know why I never got the sequel. I had an Xbox.
I guess I just want it on Dreamcast. I guess that was it. I just want it on a Sega console, maybe. I don't know.
Well, Jet Grind Radio, it was developed by Smilebit, which has since rebranded to something else, but that was what they were called then. And many of the members of Smilebit had previously developed Panzer Dragoon.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yes, and a series I love so much.
Yeah,
so much.
And I've never played that.
Oh, so good. So, well, hey, if you come on down here.
I might come on down to Texas. Come on down to Texas and play some Panzer Dragoon. Y'all got that Panzer Dragoon down in Texas?
Sure do. Mm-hmm, with some barbecue sauce, BBQ.
Well, Jet Grind Radio, or as it's known in Japan, Jet Set Radio. Jet Set Radio, really, honestly, that's its real name. This game, the original game in North America, was called Jet Grind Radio. They had to change the name because of the trademark implications, I think, for just the phrase Jet Set. Because I guess there's too many things that have Jet Set in them, which I never thought about, but I'm like, I guess that is kind of like an American-ism. Like the Jet Setters,
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they changed it to Jet Grind Radio, but even the sequel, I think it was called Jet Set Radio Future, not Jet Grind Radio Future.
I remember Future, but yeah.
It was directed by Masayoshi Kikuchi, and the art was done by Ryuta Ueda, and the art is amazing.
Yes.
I don't even know where to start talking about this game, but I'm gonna blow through my facts about my brief history of the development of this game. I thought this was interesting. The average age of the developers that worked on this game was under 25. So that makes a lot of sense to me, with just the style and the vibe of the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So Ryuta Ueda, who did all the artwork for this, inception of this game was basically he drew a, quote, punky kid with headphones. and they just based the development of the game off of that, which is, that's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. That's all you need.
It is all you need. And it's really, it's not that it's a shallow game, but it's that it, it's a simple game and it doesn't need to be more complicated than it is.
No, absolutely. Nope.
The influences for developing the game, number one, they wanted to do something cool and original. They wanted to steer away from the kind of fantasy and sci-fi genres and tropes that a lot of Japanese developers, were making games around. And they wanted to base it off of like kind of Japanese youth culture at the time, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But then this is also, I thought, was very funny. The other two main influences I read about were the game Parappa the Rapper from the original PlayStation.
Makes sense.
Apparently they saw Parappa, they saw one of them, I can't remember who it was, but one of them saw a demonstration of Parappa the Rapper at, you know, an expo and were like, this is it. This is what we want to do. Something cool like this. Parappa the Rapper and the anti-establishment themes in Fight Club.
Oh, that's
isn't that fucking great.
What? I was not expecting that. Wow, that
not expecting it, but like makes sense, right?
Yes.
Oh my god. I don't know if this is the absolute actual first use of cell shading in a video game. If it's not the first, it might be it's the first famous one, or it's the first. But part of them wanting to do something new, cool, unique, original with the actual art style of the game itself, cell shading, so they made all the lines thicker. Mm-hmm. And now cell shading, you know, there's not a lot of stuff out there that's cel-shaded, but there's been tons of stuff, I feel like, that have kind of done it. I mean, Borderlands does it. There's that game. Have you played Rollerdrome?
No.
It's really fun.
I haven't heard of it.
It's really, really fun. It's pretty cheap, but it's this game. It's got, I don't know why I think of this, but like it's got like Running Man vibes. Like it's got that like retro futuristic thing to it. But basically you just play as this rollerblader with guns, and the entire game is you going through levels and doing like sick tricks and killing dudes. It's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
It's really, really, it's really fun. And it's all cel shaded and it's got that, I don't know how else to describe it other than like it just kind of looks like Running Man.
See you at the party.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
First use of cel shading. The graffiti in the game was made by actual artists. One of the artists that made some of the graffiti was Eric Hayes, who designed album artwork for the Beastie Boys and Public Enemy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
This is also something I had never thought about before, and I played this game a million times, but that it's one of the earliest examples of open world in a video game. And like they're obviously very small, but they talked about how when they were like developing the game, There's also chatter about like when they were developing it, trying to make it so that it could only function on the Dreamcast and not the PS2. Like they made it specifically so that it was they were using as much of the hardware as possible.
Awesome.
And they didn't want it to be something that could be emulated on the PS2, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the levels are not that big, but they are basically open world levels. And at the time, I think that was, I mean, Sonic Adventure definitely did some open world. I mean, it had the hub worlds, I guess.
Right.
So maybe we wouldn't even really call that open world because you use the hub worlds to get to like levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But yeah, I do really like how the levels in the game, like, you know, they basically built, there's several areas and each area really is a big open world and it kind of keep expanding and it keeps unlocking the more you play the game where you're like, oh, I'm in this area again, but now it's bigger. I can actually go through this tunnel and like get over here.
Yeah.
Stages were modeled after areas in Japan like Shibuya and Shinjuku. I think they're saying that it was like shopping districts. And then they also, this is very interesting. I didn't know this, but the North American release was actually a bigger game than the original Japanese release. So the original Japanese release, it only had that like Tokyo-to map with those kind of three distinct districts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how far you got in your replay, but did you get to Grind City?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to Grind City. Yeah.
So that's chapter two. There's like three chapters.
Okay.
So chapter one is you go through the three districts in this game. chapter two is this flashback to this place called Grind City, which is basically America. And then chapter three goes back to Tokyo Hotel. The original Japanese release didn't have chapter two at all. It just, and I don't know if it was like chapter one and chapter two, if they even did chapters. When they released the game in North America, they actually built two extra levels just for the US or for the North American release that were based off of, one was based off of Times Square and one was based off of Roosevelt Avenue in, I think, Brooklyn. So like two very like New York themed stages. It's super weird because it's like there's this flashback sequence and that's the only time you ever play those two stages. Hmm. The game was released in Japan. I have this written down. June 29th, 2000. And then October 31st, Halloween, the same year it was released in the US. And then later, it was re-released in Japan. So it was released in Japan as Jet Set Radio. It was released in the US as Jet Grind Radio. And it was later released in Japan again as De La Jet Set Radio. And that was like the complete version of the game.
Huh.
And so that version has all the shit from the American version. All the shit except, I think, for the music. We'll get to that in a second. But all the extra levels were in that version. And I guess the extra story. But also, apparently, they tweaked the gameplay. So, like, the gameplay in the U.S. version was tweaked based off of player feedback from the Japanese release. They made the countdown timers longer, and they made the damage you get from the police lower. So they made the game easier for the North American release. And then when they released De La Jet Set Radio in Japan, it carried over those changes along with like more gameplay tweaks. So apparently that's the best version of this game that you can possibly play because it's like the controls are better and more responsive and shit.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know about that. That's crazy. That's awesome. Good job there, buddy.
I also didn't know about that. Thank you. The soundtrack, boy. I wrote down all of these because I love these genres that there's so many different J-pop, hip-hop, funk, electronic dance, rock, acid jazz, trip hop, and then in the North American release, metal. Apparently they added a Rob Zombie. They added Dracula to the North American release. I do not remember ever hearing Dracula in this game, and I could have blocked it out. I have no idea. But whoa. I do not remember Dracula. I was replaying it today. I didn't get to Grind City. I didn't get to the U.S. version. So, like, maybe once you're in New York, it plays Dracula.
Maybe. That is it's like, Americans love Rob Zombie's Dracula.
First of all, yeah. The soundtrack to this game is so fucking good.
It's
perfect. It's so good. It's so fun. And I just love the conceit of like, this music isn't good enough for Americans. So let's also put in like, dig through the ditches and burn through the witches. They're not wrong. It's just funny.
I mean, if I was a fan, then I would probably say yes, it fits. But I just don't see it fitting with everything else that they've got. That's
yeah,
so
it really, it really doesn't.
Now when I go back and play the second part, I'll just think of Dracula and I'll keep an ear out. Yeah, that's because I want to play more. Like, I want to get back and play more. Okay.
I have something to tell you about that. I'll wait till like the end after we're done talking about this game. But just remind me of that later when that you said you wanted to play more. The original composer. So there's a bunch of the songs in the game were from, you know, different bands. But there are a lot of the songs in the game by an original composer, Hideki Naganuma. And he wanted to match the music to the visual style. Fucking nailed it, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did it.
You did it.
You did it. These songs are so fucking good.
I have them playing right in my head right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I love that song. I remember, let's take a trip back mentally to the year 2000. I mean, no YouTube.
Nope.
No, I mean, internet. Does broadband exist? I don't think so. No, it doesn't.
I know there was a broadband adapter for the Dreamcast that you could buy, but I don't know if that came in around 2000 or...
I don't know.
If it was considered not, you know, I guess on a broad spectrum of everybody had it, but yeah. No,
I mean, dial up for sure.
Yes. Uh-huh, yeah, for sure.
And Napster was a short-lived thing, which we don't even have to, I don't feel like describing what Napster is. To. No, if you're listening to this and you don't know what Napster is, congratulations on being a child. So angry. No, but Napster, you know, I remember Anthony using Napster, my brother. I remember my brother Anthony using Napster when it was like a brand new thing and he was just like downloading music and it was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this thing exists.
Yeah.
And then that gets shut down, sued and shut down and all that stuff. But then, like, but that was the birth of, like, torrents. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use LimeWire?
I did not, because everybody was like, you're going to corrupt your computer. You're going to get viruses. You're going to... I'm like, okay, I won't. But obviously, yeah, I knew people who did use it. But
I use LimeWire all the time.
Yeah.
I never got a virus. I remember using LimeWire to find songs from this game to download because I couldn't get them. Like, I wanted to listen to the songs from this game. I think they released a soundtrack, but it wasn't like, it was very hard to find. It was like a promotional thing. So you couldn't just like go to, again, let's date ourselves. You couldn't go to Tower Records and buy the soundtrack to Jet Grind Radio.
And I even miss like Tower Records so much. I'm sorry. Yes.
Continue. It was fun. But even like Electronics Boutique, again, let's fucking date ourselves. But even if you went to Electronics Boutique, they would sometimes have like, they would have weird imported shit and they would have soundtracks to video games. Cause that's where I bought that's where I bought my Resident Evil soundtrack. And I think my Space Channel 5 soundtrack, which I still have, and probably Sonic Adventure, like all those nerdy ass soundtracks I remember buying at EB. And like they didn't have anything for Jet Grind Radio. So I would have to find these songs. And they weren't like, I don't think these songs existed out of the game or outside the game for a long time. I think some of them do now. But like I remember having these tracks on my like iPod and shit. And it was literally like it was that radio tuning noise from the game. So it was someone literally just getting the music from the game. And it was like good enough quality to listen to. But yeah. That was how desperate I was to listen to this music.
It's okay. I used to, on a side note, used to record audio commentaries from my Laserdisc to cassette tape John Carpenter in the car.
And listen to it in the car? That's fucking awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was a dork. I did it all the time.
Oh my God. I would do that now. If I'm like, I'm not joking. I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. We used to buy DVDs. And you would buy, you know, you'd get a movie and you'd watch it. And then, like, the next time you'd watch it, you're like, I'm gonna watch this with commentary. That's a solo thing. You know, like, you don't sit down with a person. You're like, hey, you want to watch In the Mouth of Madness with commentary? You and I might.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yes.
But, like, I'm not going to do that with my wife. And I was thinking about that. And I'm like, man, I wish I could listen to these commentaries, but like as a podcast, like in the car. Like, I would just listen to this on my way to work. I just want to. And yeah, I literally thought that the other day. Like, I got Alien Romulus on. I got that on like Blu-ray or whatever. And I'm like, I want to listen to the commentary for this movie. I love this movie. Did you see Alien Romulus?
I did. Yes.
Did you like it? What'd you think?
I
don't remember if we talked about this.
I think we talked about it.
We talked about it on this podcast, that sucks.
No, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. I think it was a phone call. And then we have some person go like, Patrick liked it, but he didn't like that part, like, get away from her, you bitch. You know, he's just being same. Like, but, you know, no, I'm very excited to see what, because he's going to do another one, right?
Yeah, they're doing a sequel to it, basically.
The beginning was excellent. I loved the setup. I thought it was really good. I liked the setup.
I'm not a fan of the fan service. And I just rewatched it for the first time since seeing the theater. And I just, it reaffirmed completely. I'm just like, this movie rocks. There's so much cool shit in it. There's a couple of things that I don't like, and it's the fan service stuff. But like,
right.
Everything else is great. What a good movie.
He's a good director.
He's fantastic. I love that guy.
Evil Dead was personally, I think that's probably one of my favorite remakes I've ever done.
It's really, it's so crazy how good it is.
Yeah, yeah. I have it on VHS, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Because I'm a dork. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jack Ryan Radio was highly praised when it came out. There's a lot of 9 out of 10 scores. So it was very well reviewed. It had one sequel, Jet Set Radio Future, that was on the Xbox in 2002. This is crazy. This game came out in 2000, 2 years later. And I didn't have an Xbox, I think, when it came out. I think it was an early Xbox game. So I remember I didn't have an Xbox for a little while. I definitely didn't have it when it first came out. But, like, I don't know why I didn't just buy this game once I had an Xbox.
Because I got it, I think, the day or two after it came out. And, you know, of course, yeah, you want to build a library. But I think I'm so focused on GameCube that... Mm. You remember me with Super Monkey Ball.
Oh my God, you got me into Super Monkey Ball. you're like my gateway drug.
I still love Nacho 2, man. I love Nacho 2. Sorry.
When you're playing it.
I had like that big 36-inch CRT TV in my bedroom. that weighed 500 pounds, yeah.
Uh-huh. Holy shit, but yeah. That is basically all I have about the development leading up to the release of Jet Grand Radio. Let's see what the game looks like when you boot it up. I love this disclaimer. That's graffiti is art, but don't fucking do it. And then that's your first... time hearing that guy yell Jet Grain Radio, and it's not the last.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Just the immediately. Art and
yeah.
The music is so fucking good.
Yeah. Just the vibe, the mood, everything is perfect.
Yeah. Magnetically driven inline I powered by newly thought this was hilarious. When I was replaying, like, I don't remember anything about this story.
I didn't remember anything about the. I'm like, how long is this?
Yeah. I know. Like, oh, we're called Rudy's?
I'm like, I'm actually going to watch it this time because I don't believe I did watch it when I first got it.
Yeah. I definitely didn't. And like, oh my God, he's going into, yeah, like the Rokuku group, Tokyo To. I'm like, oh, what? I've never been the same again.
Yeah. Police crackdowns and the
Rudies have become severe. But yeah, I guess the basic setup of this game is there's a bunch of gangs in Tokyo, graffiti gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is and there's this thing called the Rokuku group. And they're like, I don't know, are they like a mafia kind of, I think?
That's how I took it.
Yeah.
As yeah.
And and then there's the police and it's like a police state.
Oh, gum.
Oh,
this
gum.
Song. This song is just so
Yeah, this song is called Magical Girl, and this song is one of the best songs in the entire game.
It's awesome.
It's just so good.
I wish there wasn't a timer. I just go around what I could for longer than that.
I was thinking honestly. The same thing. I was thinking, like, the way that Katamari does it, where once you, like, beat the game, you go through it, it lets you go back into, like, the levels, and just you can play for as long as you want and just, like, fuck around.
Yeah.
I wish this game let you do that.
Yeah.
Open
world, just go to all the places that you, that's on here and listen to the music, and yeah.
Because awesome. It is very linear. Like, you know, once you play a stage, you can't go, like, you can play a different version. Like, you just go through the story. You can't go back and replay stages, which kind of sucks. But yeah, so the game starts, you play as, there's a bunch of playable characters. You play as Beat at first, and then you're introduced to Gum and Tab. And Tab has a different name in the Japanese version, which I found out today also.
I like Gum. That's pretty cool.
Gum is awesome. And I like playing as her, too. I thought she had a good, pretty balanced play style.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you is who... oh, Tab? Tab's name in Japan is Corn.
Corn.
Corn. Okay. So you get three... You immediately get... so the game starts and you are introduced to Gum and Tab... And I think this is clever. The way that they start the game and they do it throughout the entire game, there's a whole roster of playable characters. And so basically each time you are introduced to a new character that you can play as, you have to like basically like beat them first in either like a Simon Says type thing. So it's just like do what I do or a race.
Yeah.
But it like doubles as a tutorial, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah,
because it's just like instead of showing you how to play the game and then doing a bunch of other stuff, it's like here's how to play the game and also like congratulations, now you can play these characters.
Yeah, I'll join your crew. So yeah, it was cool.
Before I guess we go further, what did you think about the actual gameplay?
So the gameplay itself, I do like it. Did I get frustrated? Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially when it came to graffiti. I think the more I got into it, the more it was smoother.
Okay.
But I think it was, you know, just like the left and the right upswings, those were easy. But when it was like the full circle almost, yeah. I always, excuse my French, fucked that up. And then it was like, just do the down motion. There, finish. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I feel so special. Wow.
It'll start you over and you're like, okay, I'll do the yeah.
But... yeah, it was fun. The thing that I mean, it's part of the challenge. I get it. But the second city that you played, and you're hanging around like the playground.
Yeah.
And
oh my god,
that one cop is just the one that chases you throughout. Is there? I mean, I kept on getting my ass nailed by that guy. Just like, haha, I found you. You know, whatever.
Is that the part with the slide?
Yes.
It's like a slide. Holy shit, that sucked.
That's where I spent most of my time because of the city after that. I'm like, God, what a breeze.
Yeah.
But that one took me forever. Like the jump off of the crane to get the two other.
Yes.
I kept on falling and dying. And I'm like,
yes.
How do I get over there?
And the guys are shooting you with tear gas? Oh my God.
But I kept playing. I kept playing.
Yeah.
Because I was having fun. So I was like,
it's still fun.
Yeah.
Soundtrack fucking rules. I wrote down I'm annoyed at how hard the controls are.
Okay, good. I'm not alone.
And this
I wonder what Jonathan thinks,
dude.
Because I'm having a hard time.
This is another one of those things where I'm like, I was so good at this. I thought I unlocked every character. I did not. There's secret characters to unlock that I never knew about until today, which is crazy. But I unlocked all like the main characters. I have an old save, which is kind of useless because, like I said, you can't go back and replay levels. So I have an old save where I have every character unlocked, and I'm at the end. I'm at the last, like the boss fight. But anyway, I kept fucking up, just basically like jumping and on rails.
That was my other thing. I fucked up. Yes.
Constantly. I wasn't bad with the graffiti, and I did fuck it up a couple of times. But the main thing would be, like, I would be going, and I would do the little boost, and then I would jump, and I would just, like, whoop, go right past. Like, and then I would, get hit by... There was one time I was playing, I was so annoyed. Like, my health is almost dead. I'm looking for the last red arrow. Because gameplay-wise, the way it's set up is... like we were saying, you've got this map of Tokyo Town, and there's like three districts, and each district basically, you know, will have like a level in it that you can play. It's kind of cool because it's a little open-ended. You don't, it's linear in a certain fashion, but it's non-linear in that you can play it in any order you want. You don't have to go like this city, that city, this city.
Right.
Each district is run by a different gang, so there's like three gangs that you have to beat. And that's kind of like the first half of the game, essentially. But you can do it in any order. So it's like, you got to play, I think, each district you have to play that level three times. So it's like you play it once and then you play it again, you know, it's harder. And then the last time you play it is like a mini boss fight, essentially, where you have to like chase down the rival gang members and tag them themselves. And it's like a chase level. And you do that for each gang. But you can do it out of order. And depending on the order you do it in, actually like different stuff happens in the story, which I didn't realize. Oh. So the way I was playing it today was I was playing in whatever area where the poison jam gang is. And in retaliation to tagging all their shit, they filled our hideout with frogs. But apparently, if you play the noise tanks first, who's another gang, they will kidnap your dog.
Yep, that was that's.
Is that what you did?
They kidnapped my dog.
Yeah. That's cool. So we got two different stories.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't hear the frogs. So I'm like, I got the dog.
Yeah, I got the frogs. I wrote that the controls so weirdly. I wrote that they feel very responsive and also somehow not at the same exact time.
Yeah, especially the rails. Yeah. That's where I didn't really feel like it was very responsive. Some of the graffiti. But yeah, like you would think, like once I'm on a rail, or like if I'm kind of within the, I don't know, like a certain area within the railing, I will just connect.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't. Like I would just fly off, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Why? What am I doing wrong? Or I would and the other thing I would have a lot of trouble with was like just momentum.
Same here. Yes.
Because I would be like trying to get the fuck away from the police, and I would just be like.
And the tear gas.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And then of course the traffic with the cars.
That's what I was gonna say. So I was playing that fucking level with the playground, and I was looking for the last red arrow. Oh yeah, so that's what I was saying. So each level, basically, you go and all you really have to do is tag the red arrows. That's all you have to do to finish the level. There's alternate there's optional like objectives. You can do extra stuff to get a better score, but all you need to do is tag everything that has a red arrow in the time limit and not die, which is a lot easier fucking said than done.
Exactly.
I was looking for the last red arrow in that level, and I got hit by a car, and the car hit me, and I landed on the roof, and then the car drove out of the level, and it just ended the fucking lid. Like, you know, if you go out, it says exit. The car just drove my body out of the level. And I was furious.
I could just see that. Just exit. And then it just
like, no.
Oh, man. Oh no, the cars pissed me off, because I was just like, I'm like, okay, no, I'm going this way. I'm on the sidewalk. It should be no problem. And then when you start doing graffiti, then the cops on the motorcycles.
Oh yeah,
come
just run you over.
Run you over.
Or I would just be like, I would be roller skating up a thing, and I would hear honk honk, and I'm like, huh? And then it would come from behind me, and I would just get creamed by a car. I also didn't like how. The L trigger button is the same button for tagging as it is for changing the camera angle.
Camera, yeah.
Because I would panic, and I'd be hitting the button, and the camera would be like, and I would go in and out of like the tagging mini game, and then like I'm watching cops hup, like run up to me, and God, frantic.
Yeah, I had my weighted blanket on when I was playing that, so yeah, it was.
Get the fuck away from me! Holy shit!
But I had a great time. I had a great time.
Had a wonderful time. I wrote down what is Professor X's like doctorate in? Not doctorate. I wrote doctorate. He's not a doctor. But like, what is he a professor of?
That's a great question. Great question. I never really thought about that. I just kind of went with it.
Yeah. Let's take a listen. This is the first. So there's a bunch of interstitials, and there is a story. There is an actual story in this game, which is crazy. Each time you play a level, there's basically like an interstitial, you know, cutscene after the level. And most of the time, it's just this guy, Professor X, who's a DJ who runs this like pirate radio station called Jet Set Radio. I love this guy. He says that a lot. You know, he really, like, the Parappa the Rapper thing makes a lot of sense. Because I feel like the Parappa the Rapper was always, like, everyone was doing that, like, bouncy up and down thing.
Yeah. It's like I'm kind of, like, want to get myself ready to push, like, up A, left, right, you know? Because it's got that...
Punch. Yeah,
it's got that feeling. It's awesome.
Yeah. And just, like, I don't know, I love this. Like, the gangsters dancing. Fucking cool.
If they made apparel of this stuff, like t-shirts
my God.
Like hoodies, I'd buy them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Poison Jam.
Uh-huh.
And then your gang is called the GGs.
The GGs. Oh, yeah.
And you guys are just, like, fucking rad. And then there's a fourth gang called the... Oh, fuck, what were they? The, like, the Love Somethings.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I it's here somewhere. I have it.
You know, when I look at beat, I think of that band D-Light from the 90s.
Yeah,
that guy that did the turntables.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
glasses like that. Yeah,
yeah. Like I did. Yeah, and the, like the villain in the beginning half of the game is this cop. Who wants to kill you?
I'm like, damn, like, not, don't try to like knock me down. No, you're shooting at me and I'm taking bullets.
Okay, so another note I wrote was police reaction seems excessive.
Yeah, just a little.
There are some youths vandalizing the sides of our buildings. Call in the helicopters and shoot them with missiles.
Oh yeah, that third stage in the or that third level in the first. Yeah, just like skating around, like, oh, this is so nice. Look at the sun or the sun setting. It's like this really cool, like warm color.
Yeah.
Oh shit, there's some rockets right behind me.
Yeah. Rocket. Ridiculous. Yeah. It starts off with this guy and he's always there. He's always trying to shoot you, but it starts off with him trying to shoot you. There's dudes with tear gas. There's motorcycle cops that run you down. There's attack helicopters. There's tanks. Then there's like SWAT teams with like machine guns. It's crazy. The police response is fucking crazy.
Man.
Whew. They really hate graffiti over there.
Yeah, I mean Jesus. Shit. This is like Escape from New York or whatever. You know? It's just like, get them out of here, you know?
I kind of had a method. I didn't know if you did, but like I would try and get through. You also have to collect spray paint cans. That's the other thing.
Yes.
It's like you can't just spray paint. You have to collect spray paint cans. Each character has different stats. So each character has like power, technique, and graffiti. And I think so power is just their health.
Mm-hmm.
Graffiti, I think, is how many spray paint cans they can hold. Because there's a cap, and I noticed I was playing as one guy. I think Tab can hold like 30, but Gum could hold 20. So like,
yeah, and Beat was 20 because I remember. Yeah, I knew he was 20.
And then technique, I think, just means how easy you can get through the actual graffitiing itself. So if your technique is higher, I think either there were less steps to it. I'm not totally sure. There was either less steps or maybe it used less spray paint. I'm not, but it had something to do with actually graffitiing itself.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense as far as, yeah, technique, because going from Gum to Beat was, yeah, it seemed a little different, so, yeah.
But so my method was, there's like small, medium, and large graffitis that you can do. I said, when I was playing it earlier, I said to Becca that I was graffito tagging, and she was like, are you 100 years old?
That's something I would say. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. yep. Here I have. Let's watch. I have some game. Just like I think I have the first level. Yeah. So my method was there's small, medium, and large graffitis that you do. Mm-hmm. So my method was I would try and find the largest ones first because the small ones you can just run through and just hit the trigger and you go like bam and you just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like the medium ones that's like here's a couple of moves, and then there's the big ones that it's like they take a while.
Yeah.
And the more graffiti you do in a level, the more police response gets called. So I was like, oh, I'll do the hardest ones first, because if you wait to do like the biggest ones last,
yep,
then you have helicopters trying to kill you.
So that second stage, you know, the one with we were talking about with the crane you had to jump over, and it was that
yes.
big one.
Yeah.
I did that first. I just would yeah. collect as many cans as I can. I did that first.
Smart. Yeah. I did that one last, and it sucked.
And it was just yeah, from playing it, I was just like, because I don't know how many times I died. I'm just like, yeah. Wait, this just makes sense to just get this out of the way. And then, yeah, and then those in the playground, and also to you can just ride the rail and just hit L1 and spray
yeah.
them. So, yeah.
I also really like when you're in, you know, a level, you're in like whatever rival gang territory it is. So there's a member of a rival gang that's also there spray painting. Mm-hmm. And if you see them spray painting, you can run into them and they drop 3 cans of spray paint that you can pick up, which I thought was fun.
Yeah.
That was a cool little detail.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Man, it just looks so good. I mean, for a game that's 25 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, god damn.
It's like, it's really just, I mean, it's smaller, you know, it's like smaller in scope than it would be today.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks great. We had issues with some of the controls, but like,
yeah,
it's still fucking awesome.
I mean, it's one of those games that I don't know. I just find it's rare. It's just, you know, you can get frustrated and go into rage mode or whatever when you die and you just don't touch it anymore. But this reminded me of some old 8-bit, 16-bit games where it was like, okay, I died, but I want to try it again. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't just throw the controller and walk away.
Oh, for sure. I didn't want to keep playing Blue Stinger after I died.
No. Yeah, that's
But yeah, there were plenty of times where I like died or like ran out of time. And then I'm like, I'm just gonna try it again.
One more time. Yeah.
And I let the hut. One of the guys chasing you. If they catch you, one of them will like get on you like a koala. You have to like shake police off your body.
Yeah, the dogs will latch onto you as well.
Oh yeah, dogs.
They'll just pile onto you. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you finish, there's a bunch of different levels you can get: jet, nitro, turbo, engine. So I think the way to get the higher levels are doing it as fast as like doing it fast. So like mm-hmm. you know, doing it in a very low amount of time. There's also levels where there are green arrows, and it's like optional areas to tag. You don't have to do them, but if you do them, they give you a better score. And then there's those little floating
icons.
Logo.
Yeah.
And you can collect those, and that also gives you extra points. So
mm-hmm. Oh well, let's see the plot. Let's talk about the secret stuff, because
the unlockable characters.
Yeah, the unlockable characters. Because
Love Shockers. That's the name of the third gang. So, first of all, if you get the jet rating on every level in a district. So like if you play all the levels in the Love Shockers district and you get a jet rating, you can play as a Love Shocker. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So you can actually unlock the three gangs. There's Love Shockers, Poison Jam, and what was the other one?
Noise Tanks?
Noise Tanks, thank you. You can actually play as those characters if you play all of their levels and get a jet rating on them. Before we talk about the unlockables, I've got one more little thing to watch. So sometimes when you go to select a level, it will do this. It'll be like, bam, 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 and it'll say a rival has shown up, and there's a person outside your headquarters. And this is what we were talking about before, where you have to like beat them in like a game of Simon Says or a race. So that's how you unlock all the like regular characters. This one's Mew. And she's like I guess she's the bubbly one. She's like, hi.
You gotta have one of those. I mean, you gotta have one.
Yeah. Every gang's gotta have a Mew. Did you get her at all in your replay?
No, I did not.
Okay. I got her first. Whatever order I played stuff in, I unlocked Mew first.
Because I got Yo-Yo. Yeah.
Oh, you got Yo-Yo? Okay. Yep. I didn't get Yo-Yo. I got Garam, who I kept calling Garam Masala. But yeah, if you just like, you know, do their thing, then they'll be like, all right, you seem cool, I'll join your crew, and then you can play as them. Yeah. I liked Mew a lot because she's fast. It's that video game thing of like, the girl character is small and fast but doesn't have any fucking health.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Cool. Was this the level you were talking about that was like so much easier than the playground one?
Yes, that one was a lot easier than the playground one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that one just I spent so much time on it.
I know, me too. I really did. This level was so fun though.
Yeah. Nice. I'm sorry. Real quick, I mean, out of the Dreamcast games we've played, this one definitely has given me the nostalgic feeling of being back in the late 90s, early 2000s of playing video games. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what it was, but it's like, wow, I'm really there now. Like, just, the other
I don't
ones,
know
what's
yes, like the vibes.
Yeah, I guess it's just that was the vibes or just the time and...
Yeah.
I mean, it was... But, I mean, I do get it a little bit from all the ones I played, but this one definitely, I just felt cozy. I don't have another word to describe it. But
what when was the last time you actually played this game? Hi there. Before this?
Oh. probably mid-2000s.
Okay.
So
quite a while.
It's been it's been at least 15 years.
That's
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it felt good.
Yeah. Slate is another character. He's got this big jacket zipped up under his gigantic nose. Garam, he's got like big bug eye goggles on. Becca was like, I like the way he dances. everyone's super hip. Okay, so you can play as a Love Shocker, a Noise Tank, or a Poison Jam if you get Jet in all of their levels. If you get Jet ranks on all levels in Grind City. Okay, those are the two levels that are based in New York, basically. So if you get Jet on those two levels, you can unlock, what's his name, Goji Rokaku, who's the bad guy. He's like the actual bad guy. There's the bad guy that's the cop. But then this guy's like the final boss. But apparently you can play as him, which I had no fucking idea.
Oh, like his skates. Those are awesome.
His skates are crazy. They've got like a giant horn on them. And I also like that he's dressed like he's going to like an upper crust New York like penthouse party.
Yeah. He's just got these skates on.
He's wearing like black tie and like a white ascot, and he's got like rhinoceros rollerblades.
Oh man.
But this is the best one. You must unlock all the bonus characters. So Love Shockers, Noise Tanks, Poison Jam, and Goji. Mm-hmm. Then you need to play through the story again and get all the way to the Monster of Kogain mission. And then after completing those missions, the Noise Tanks will challenge the player. And then you complete the Noise Tanks challenge to play as the dog.
Oh, holy crap. That is awesome.
Isn't that?
That is so cool. Oh, my God. The 3D glasses, the star on the back.
It's so good. It's so good. Cool. Look at his, look at him. Look at him.
He's got an ascot. That's so cool.
This is like if Poochie from The Simpsons was cool.
There you go. Yes. That is, oh my gosh, that, oh man.
The roller pots. The rollerblading dog. Oh my God, I love it. I meant to look up, you know what? Maybe I can find YouTube video, because I was like, oh, I meant to look up video of Potts like actually as a player.
Oh, man.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's look that up right now.
I'd love to see Potts. That's, oh man, if I show that to Amanda, she's going to be like, you better beat it all. So
you better get this character. give me, yes. Yo, oh my sweet. God. Give me that Potts gameplay. God, this music's so good. Holy shit. This is so much better than I thought it could be. For everyone listening and not watching us.
He's crossing his arms.
He's like, he's fucking dancing. It's a dog. It's the dog. Holy shit, and he's tiny. So you can. This is the best thing I've ever seen. So you can play as the dog. If you unlock every character, you can play as the fucking dog. And,
Oh my god, that is so cool. I want some Potts like t-shirt or a hoodie. That'd be so cool.
Holy shit. I had no idea. This makes me. I love this game, and I didn't know I could love it more.
Does he bark when he spray paints?
Holy shit, does he?
I thought I heard a bark.
Oh my god, I'm crying. This is so good. I also... Holy shit. It's just... Oh man. I could watch this for so long.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's fucking incredible. He's really easily. It just sounds like a dog. This person's also obviously they unlocked Potts. They're really good at this game.
Oh.
Whoever's playing this. I can't get over the fucking dog noises he's making. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh my god.
Is there a cat or is it just a dog?
It's just the dog. Oh man, that's good. I know what one of our TikTok clips is going to be. Okay, I got to stop this or I'm going to watch this.
It's like Captain America but a dog. That's cool.
I also it also looked to me like maybe if you do get to a certain point in the game, it does let you go back and replay a bunch of levels. Because it looked like I saw on the map there's a bunch of shit. So I'm wondering if I just don't have a save far enough along in the game where I can go back and replay levels. I was going to talk about the plot, but so the only thing I wanted to mention with the plot is that so each time you beat a gang, they've got this broken piece of a record. So there's three of them, and once you beat all three gangs, the three broken pieces of a record can come together and form this record, which summons a demon.
Awesome.
And that's basically like, so the Goji, the bad guy, is like, here, well, let's Let's take a look at the ending, at the end of the game. I pulled up my old save just to see, like, oh, I want, you know, I'll play this like last level. And it, like, it was impossible. I couldn't fucking do it. And you'll see, it's like, it's a very hard boss fight. So it's this guy doing some sweet dance moves in like a little DJ booth.
Whoa!
On a gigantic turntable. So you're on a huge turntable. And he's got his demon record. So he's basically, he's trying to summon a demon and you're trying to stop him. That's the game.
Whoa! That is... Oh, man.
Is that crazy?
That is... Man, this makes me really want to like play more of it. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. This is...
Oh, yeah. And there's a giant rhinoceros. Because there's... So, like, the mafia is called, like, the Golden Rhinos. So, once, like, the second half of the game, you're, like, fighting against this, like, private army, basically. It's really crazy. Because that cop character, like, goes away at a certain point, and then you're fighting against this shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But just like your character and the lighting, even on that, like how it's, I mean, that just the attention to detail, it's just yes. really awesome.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's awesome. I love the art style of this game. So this is something I wanted to say earlier, is like there's a couple of things from this era and like Jet Grind Radio and Space Channel 5 are like have a real similar vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that really bold, poppy, colorful style that had a really like, it like was formative for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
This shit feels like it's just imprinted in my DNA now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like seeing this kind of shit, I'm like, oh yeah, this makes a lot of sense why I like. You know, bright colors, and I'm into like this kind of, I don't know, just the, whatever this vibe is.
Well, and you know what? I mean, I could be totally wrong because of my game library, so I apologize, but there was just always a difference between Sega Dreamcast games and PlayStation 2 games
yep.
and all, Nintendo 64 games at that time. It was just the colors just,
yeah,
they popped, they were that type of shade. I mean, there was, Sega definitely had. Yeah, like, this system, it had a look and a feel. Like,
yeah.
The other ones, it's just like, yeah, some games here and there, because they obviously had a lot of them, but I don't know, the in-house Sega games just had an awesome look and feel, and they were the best.
They really just, like, the thing that, we've talked about it before, but the thing that I love so much about these Dreamcast games is that they were trying so much different... They were trying so much new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't afraid to do something completely batshit off the wall, brand new.
Right.
Yeah. And that's something that, like, is in real short supply these days.
Yeah. No. Now it's all about remasters and sequels, God. And, you know, it's just like. And don't get me wrong, there's some good sequels, but yeah.
There's some good sequels, good remakes. I mean, there are, but at the same time, I really, like, sometimes I'm just, like, yearning for something new.
Yeah, exactly. And, no, I mean, Sega, of course, you know, they had their arcade division, so they could bring some really cool arcade games home, and then
mm-hmm.
obviously, yeah, they wanted to be experimental and try something different. I mean, I guess the only real skating game that was big at the time was like the Tony Hawk games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which are completely different.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even say those are like sports games, but like, it's its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Just big on different stunts or how many points you can get and all that, rather than this one was more of a, let's say, adventure game, but it was definitely something different.
Well, Sega has said, you know, they said recently that they want to bring a bunch of their old franchises back from the dead, and they name dropped a lot of Dreamcast shit. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
It was sometime recently, but like, I there, nothing really huge has been announced. I haven't seen any of the Sonic movies. I know we've talked about this, but like, I think Sonic movies making so much money has really like been bolstering Sega lately, which is great. Like, good for them. Keep making as much money off of Sonic the Hedgehog as you possibly can, if that means that we get a new Crazy Taxi. Because that's like, they've said, we're making a new Crazy Taxi. I think they said Jet Set Radio. So I'm curious to see if Jet Set Radio comes back at some point. But there's just a bunch of old franchises that have been dormant, you know, for 20 plus years that just sometime in the last like year, I feel like I read Sega saying that they're actively developing a bunch of new shit in these old franchises.
Just give me a Panzer Dragoon. I know it's Saturn, but give me a good Panzer Dragoon. I will be in heaven. So yeah, that would be awesome.
I'll play whatever, man.
Yeah. And then if when we're in our 70s, we can talk about those games.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can just make it like, that long, yes.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, give me something new and weird. I'm going to play it.
Yep. Yeah.
And the very end of this fight, this takes so long, and I really feel like it's because the camera angle sucks. Like, the camera keeps wanting to like shift. You got to get to the top of this guy's DJ booth and tag him, which is a lot easier said than done.
Holy shit!
As you can see, this person struggling.
So what did he try to do? He like spray painted the white rhinoceros, and then
yeah, you know, I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, the whole game is rollerblading and spray painting. So, as far as a boss fight goes, it's just rollerblade and spray paint. That's what I was gonna say, is like, the problem is every time they reset the camera, because the turntable is moving, the camera keeps turning immediately, and it's impossible. There's some camera issues in this game.
Oh, yeah.
There's like there's a giant fork. Do you see that? There's like a huge floating fork with the rhino head on it.
I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, so you tag the bad guy, he falls to his death, I guess. And then that's it. That's the end of the game.
Nice.
Oh, this song's great too.
The huge table of evil.
I'm gonna stop because this goes on for quite a while.
All right.
It's just like, now that the evil demon's been defeated, I'm like, okay, I don't care. Can I rollerblade some more? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to show you, I think, was just you want to see one of the New York levels?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So about halfway through the game, you meet these two characters, Cube and Combo, and they basically like, they do a flashback. So it's like a couple months ago in Grind City, like the same thing started happening to them, I think, with like the police like state crackdown. So then you play these two levels, and you can choose either of them, and then they also, you know, they join your crew. But the levels are pretty cool. Although yeah. I did not hear Rob Zombie.
Oh. Music's awesome.
Music's so good. I also remember, this is a thing that like I had unlocked a memory when I was watching this and like looking at the characters. I remember being teenager, and just being like, the Cube, this chick, I'm just like, oh, she's cute, because she's just like a fucking like Hot Topic looking girl. And I remember being like, oh, I'm gonna play as her.
Take a bad seat, Lara Croft. I'm gonna play, yeah. Oh man.
Honestly, yeah, I would have been way more into like this than Lara Croft.
Yeah, I never got it.
No. Yeah, but her boobs are triangles though, Patrick.
It's like, wow, that's okay.
Yeah. I was never into Lara Croft. But I thought this chick was hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one, you know, cute. She skates and she spray paints. So yeah, she's got some attitude.
Not to like.
Pretty cool. I mean,
so anti-establishment.
You know, the one thing I was thinking too was you could. I remember you could download like graffiti.
Yes.
Or you could download like art.
Yes. I'm so glad that you remember that, because I also remembered that and I was like, I didn't make that up, right?
No. Yeah. No, you could. I never did it though. I never did. Did you?
I think I did. Here's the thing. Okay. I couldn't remember this. I was like, I remember you could download graffiti. I think I did just to do it. There's a lot of that stuff where I did it just because I was like, I want to go online and do these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also feel like I remember, I think you could design your own graffiti and upload it.
Yes.
And I remember doing that. And it was really hard because it's like, it was basically, you know, doing
Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. Yeah. Like pixel art. Yeah.
A pixel art. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like little, you know, squares. Sorry. In the video, she just like ran too hard into a basketball hoop and literally hurt herself. But yeah, I do remember that, being able to download graffiti online. And apparently, I was looking this up, if you can get your Dreamcast online, someone like basically restored the original Jet Grind Radio website. So, and it's only the NTSC version, so with a US version of Jet Grind Radio, if you go online with your Dreamcast, Patrick, I think you can, you might be able to download graffiti.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is... Oh, man, I just fucking love the communities that are out there.
Like, I know.
Well, because now they got, what, Grand Theft Auto 3 to run on a Dreamcast?
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, there's guys in the community that got that to run. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm. This is so cool!
That's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I need to get into more retro shit.
It's a weakness of mine.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I have my Legos. You have your retro games. It's good. We're good. What else are we going to do? The existence is a nightmare, Patrick.
Yeah, I just want to go to a happy place, and that's my happy place.
Okay. Music tracks. Mm-hmm. The last thing we can talk about, but let's talk.
Okay.
I know you said like Magical Girl. Did you have any other favorite music tracks?
What was the track? The second level in stage one. I liked that one. I didn't really jump on it at first, but since I died so many times,
yeah,
I actually really liked it. But yeah, I mean, the first one is definitely my favorite.
Magical Girl.
Yeah. It just makes me feel good.
This is just we were talking about this with like Virtua Tennis, where like the menu song,
yes,
gets like stuck in your head.
Yep.
Because it just loops and you hear it over and over again. But like also some fucking rocks.
I know. You just
sit and just like vibed this song forever.
I might listen to this at work as I'm like doing accounts.
I know.
Or like accounting work. I'll just.
I have a playlist on Spotify called Synthy, and it's all like synth wave shit, like real like 80s like soundtrack sounding stuff. And it's mostly instrumental, and that's my like work music. I'll listen to that at work when I'm just doing stuff. I have the background. But I was thinking like, I want to make like a playlist that's all this shit.
I think you should.
I think I should. So this one's called Humming the Bassline. I'm gonna drop some names in here for people listening if you want to look it up. This is called Humming the Bassline. This is the title track. This next one is really like the theme song for Jack Randy. This is called Let Mom Sleep.
Let Mom Sleep.
It's called Let Mom Sleep because it's got that part. It's got that little breakdown where it's that lady going like, I'm trying to get some sleep. Oh, this part, right? Yeah. I'm trying to get to sleep.
Oh, man. so good.
Oh man. Let's see. Oh, this one's called Miller Ball Breakers. This was one of my favorites also. This is just a real fun, like fucking funky ass groove to listen to.
Oh, I'm just skating to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got all, this one also has like a really good kind of like rap breakdown in the middle of that is fun. Here, let me see if I can skip to it. Oh, and also just very synthy, like this shit's up my alley.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is part.
God, I miss the 90s, early 2000s.
God, right? Come on. This song is fucking good. Magical Girl. This song's so fucking good. Yeah. This is some 90s ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not at all surprised that this is like yours and mine, like favorite song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Let's see, this one's called Upset Attack. I remember this one being good too. You remember this one?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It's fun. I'm just like, this is the part of the episode where we're just gonna vibe for a little while.
Enjoy.
Just sit back. And I'm dropping the names in there so you can look it up on Spotify. Some of these are on Spotify.
Ah. Oh.
This one I remember liking too, Sweet Soul Brother. Do you remember this one?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. I like that little like banjo part.
Yeah. Oh man.
I know.
Oh, God damn.
I feel like did you ever play Little Big Planet?
I did. I don't really remember too much of it though, but I did.
I remember Little Big Planet's like, speaking about like retro shit, like I really want to find a PS3 and just because there's some PS3 games that are lost to time. I can't play them without a PS3. Yeah. And Little Big Planet's one of them, and I just want to play. It's a really great couch co-op game, but the other thing is that the music is fucking good, and it's not the same it's not the same kind of music, but like they had a lot of great peppy, like fun fucking music in that game by like real like composers and bands. And that's like one of the things that stuck in my mind the most about Little Big Planet was like, God, the soundtrack was good.
Well, I got a PS3 when you know. Wanna... I'll have to get that. And then, there's Dracula.
There's Dracula. Wow. Oh, I was going to play this one first. Super Brothers. I think this is the same band that did Magical Girl, actually. It's the same people.
Oh.
Because it's fucking awesome.
Awesome. Oh my God, that's awesome.
So this one's called Super Brothers. I just want to sit here and listen to this music.
I know. I think I might do that.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to hang out downstairs and listen to music.
Okay, and we'll end it on this.
Oh, boy. Come on. Wow.
This is, honestly, this song is a staple when we do karaoke. Usually our friend Chris sings it, but...
Oh.
It's one of the things I think that was started off as a guilty pleasure and has somehow gone from guilty pleasure to like, nope, I like it.
I like it.
I like it. Well,
wow.
I don't know if there's much else to talk about other than giving this game a rating.
You know our ratings. Come on.
It's both going to be 5 out of 5, right?
Like yes,
five,
exactly.
Five out of five.
Yes. Five out of five.
I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, I don't even have to think about it for 1 second.
No. As we're, you know, making notes as I'm playing and all that stuff, I'm just like, I love this.
It's so good. I love it. It's dated in controls.
Absolutely.
I probably wouldn't say 5 out of 5 now. In 2000, right. 1,000,000,000% fucking 5 out of 5.
Yes.
It's a little frustrating to play, but god damn, is it still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just want to keep playing it. And again, there's frustrations, but you don't just turn it off. The reason I turned it off was like, I'm at a good stopping point. All
Same.
Right, you know,
yeah. It was lunchtime.
But it wasn't like, you know, no, I don't want to play anymore. It was just like, yeah. You know. So, yes, I will be playing more of this.
Okay.
For sure.
So, definitely 5 out of 5. Here's what I will say. I'm going to go back to that thing that I said. I think you say you want to keep playing it. Obviously, keep playing it because this game is awesome. It reminded me, though, because I was like, man, I want to keep playing this game. It's so good. But then it reminded me, there's a game that came out recently. And I was like, wasn't there a game that came out recently that was like the spiritual successor to Jet Grind Radio? It's not made by the same people. And I was like looking it up. And actually, so this afternoon, I bought it. It's called Bomb Rush Cyberfunk. Have you heard of this game?
No.
Holy shit. Patrick, I'm going to share my screen one more time.
Okay. So I need to buy it?
You need to buy the game. And if it, I think it might be like 30 or 40 bucks, I can't remember. This came out last year. It came out, I think, in August. And it was one of those, very indie game. It's not a huge title. But mm-hmm. I was looking it up because I was like, what was the name of that game? And I looked it up and then I bought it. And then I was literally playing it right before we recorded this. This is the answer to, boy, I wish Jet Grind Radio existed right now. Look at this shit. It's fucking great. I've barely played. I was playing it for about an hour before
shit.
We started recording, but it's so fucking fun. You got skates. You can do like tricks and shit. You get a little like jetpack now, but it's the same fucking game. Like it's literally skating around doing graffiti. You're a member of a gang. You've got rival gangs. It's the same fucking game, but
wow,
it's huge and it's gorgeous. It's like brand new, you know, PS5 level graphics, but it's all cel shaded. There's like some like fighting mechanics because you can do like tricks, but you can also like fight people. There's skates. There's also like bikes and skateboards and shit. Yeah, isn't this crazy?
Holy shit!
Yeah, so get this game.
Oh my God, you're jumping on top of it where the buses are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, it literally, like, that level is the exact same fucking level.
Oh my God.
So this is not made by the same people. It's literally made by people who grew up on Jet Grind Radio or were like, why isn't there another Jet Grind Radio? It's called Bomb Rush Cyberfunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. Dude, that is awesome. When did it come out? Like, last year?
August. Yeah, August. August, I think 23 is that. It's been out for a while.
Wow.
I remember hearing about it forever ago, and then it totally fell off my radar. And then I just thought about it today, and I'm like, why don't people talk about this game more? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it, so, you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
And it's got great reviews, too. It's just, yeah, it's not Call of Duty.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess I need to order it and then hide the package when it comes in the mail. So, because I have an addiction of buying too many games. So,
and you're not like me with the instant gratification of just buying it digitally.
No, I have to.
It might not be physical, actually. It might be
That's
digital
okay.
only. Yeah.
Okay, well, if I can get the wife off of the PS5, she's playing Infinity Nikki right now. So. Hopefully I can get her a game called Infinity Nikki.
What is
it's that? It's like an open world. It's actually a free game, but it's you play a girl and you have different outfits to wear and you pose and I hey, the PS5 is being used. I'm happy.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. At least I don't feel bad I spent that much money for something that just sits upstairs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good, you're using it. But yeah. If I get this
sits
game.
Sits upstairs while you play Dreamcast.
Yeah. Something I've owned since, 1999. So, yeah.
Are you excited? This is the last thing I'll say before we end because I got to go eat dinner.
Yes.
Are you excited about Switch 2?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to come out, what? Are they saying
they said
holiday?
This, they didn't or... say. They said 2025. Here's my thought with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess summer. There's no fucking way that they would ever put it out in the fall and put it up against GTA 6. That's my only thought. Is like, it's a... I know it's not even a game. It's a whole console. Still, if they release that shit alongside GTA 6, it would tank.
Yeah. That's a good point. So maybe summer. I mean, why not summer?
Fucking
that's like,
great. God, give me something to play in the summer. Give me something to play when it's a million degrees outside and I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, especially here in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but, no, Switch 2. I'm very excited. I'm glad they didn't try to do something totally new and
me
crazy.
Too.
And
yeah, I know.
I'm like, please don't fuck this up.
Oh my God.
It works great as it is. Just make it
a bit
stronger.
Like, yeah. Oh, it's bigger. And the Joy-Cons look nicer and they're magnetic and it's probably stronger. Great. Fucking A. Like, I don't need anything. Like, yeah, I was so glad they didn't reinvent the wheel for this one.
It's got two extra screens.
Put it on your... You put it on your lap. You plug it into your belly button. We call it the umbilical.
You know what? Sounds funny, but you know they probably are thinking. I mean, I have the fucking alarm clocks. Amanda and I each have an Alarmo on each side of our bed. So
I forgot about that Alarmo. Amazing.
Yes, we bought those.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's adorable. Okay.
I gotta listen to Zelda when I wake up, or I have to hear go, wake up, Link, wake up, Link, Link, wake up. And then you have to roll to get her to stop talking to you and get out of bed, and then she'll shut up. It works.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Wake up, Link. Oh my God. Is there a thing, instead of Zelda, can you have it be Link, and it's just,
There's actually, when you roll in bed, you hear him go,
are you serious? That's awesome.
Yeah,
holy
Amanda
shit.
Has Mario right now, so when she rolls, it's woohoo!
It's a me. It's the time to wake up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's great. All right, let's talk about this more next time.
Absolutely. Yes, well, please eat.
Thank you, Patrick, for joining me again to talk about Dreamcast. It's been a little while since the last time we did this, and thank you for listening, and join us next time for our season finale of Casting Dreams Season 1. We're doing one more game, and then we're going to take a break, and then come back, I think, later this year and do another season. But I'm very excited to get into our next game, our Season 1 finale game, and that'll be really interesting. I got to play a lot of that because I've never played it before.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Okay. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow Casting Dreams on right now on TikTok and Instagram, and you can follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook. And if you want to write us, you can write us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com, or you can just leave us comments on wherever on social media. So we're kind of all over the place, and this is fun. Thank you for listening. Thanks for... Yeah.
Thank
Patrick,
you.
Love you. Love Jet Grain Radio. Everything's great.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, this is a nice reminder that, hey, you know what? Things might suck, but you know what?
Still have this.
This is awesome.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Until next time, cast hard.
Dream big.
Ha 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 ha!
Was that right?
That was right. Okay. We finally got it. It only took us 9 episodes.